Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show? Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about in the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios in the WGN Radio Network, Team MVP starts now.
Team MVP correspondent Brian Altheimer here live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. With the increase of smartphones, addiction to these devices has become a major issue. People are losing sleep and forgetting about their loved ones just because they're using their phone too much. Psychologist Dr. Catherine Athens joins me to explain phone addiction and how you can overcome it. Doctor, thanks for joining me.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. And hello to all of your listeners.
So, first of all, what is phone addiction?
Well, phone addiction is that instead of doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're looking at your phone, playing with your phone. I have clients all the way up to not just teenagers, but senior citizens who spend most of their day looking at their phone, not eating, not washing the dishes, not talking to friends, not going outside. So that's phone addiction is very much like addiction to heroin or cocaine. That becomes one's focus in life is the phone, what's going on with the phone. If it's a game or if it's Facebook on the phone or Instagram on the phone, they're on the phone. They don't care what's going on outside of them.
And we're talking with psychologist Dr. Catherine Athens about phone addiction and things that may lead up to phone addiction. What are some of the long-term side effects of phone addiction?
Well, there's a number of things. One, looking at your phone is not good because you get a lot of electromagnetic energy, the radiation from the phone. It's bad for the eyes, bad for the brain, but also it leads to social isolation, inability to relate to other people. It delays you from doing the things you need to do. So it becomes somewhat of a burden in the sense that you may not be able to function in a regular job because you're looking at your phone all the time. I was in the market the other day, and the bag guy was looking at his phone. I said, "You're at work. Put your phone away. Turn it off." I'm surprised his supervisor didn't tell him that. But he's constantly, this guy, I watch him, he's constantly looking at his phone. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't pack the groceries very well. So it interferes with your ability to function, to maintain a job, to have friends. Because so many people, instead of meeting with other people in person, would rather just be on their phone. It's less trouble.
And one of the things that I noticed, too, and this was the day before yesterday when Facebook and Instagram went down and WhatsApp, when all that went down, people were suddenly thrust into actually interacting with people because, honestly, most people don't use their phone for their phone. They're using it to surf the internet. They're using it for these social media apps. So would you agree that social media plays a huge part in the phone addiction?
Absolutely, I would. Absolutely. And there's all this being accepted on social media, participating. I know that the woman was testifying about the harm of Facebook and Instagram. We've known this for forever. And to just start talking about it now seems like you close the barn door after the horse is out. We've known these haven't been good. Children need to be around other children to develop social skills, to develop skills on how do you compromise, how do you resolve arguments, how do you communicate. I have adults as well as children that cannot form a sentence because they've been on social media most of their lives and use strange symbols for words. And I find them as they come into my office and talk to me, they skip many words. They might say one or two words in a sentence of 12 words.
Right.
And then they look at me. I say, "I have no idea what you're saying. Can you put a noun and a verb and adjectives together and tell me what it is you mean. And oftentimes my clients will just look at me because they don't even know what that is. They don't know how to use the language. And it's not okay because language develops the brain, and it develops the brain's ability to do critical thinking. And we lack the ability in our society today, for the most part, to critically think about what is being said. We just accept it. I said, well, how did you learn that? Oh, I read it on Facebook, or, oh, excuse me. When I was a kid, we went to the library and we did research.
Right.
We didn't have computers then. You know, but even getting on your computer and doing research, is this true? Is this not true? What's going on? People don't do that at all.
Right, right. They really don't. And we're talking with psychologist Dr. Catherine Athens. We're talking about phone addiction, smartphone addiction. Another thing I definitely want to ask you is, you know, I know for me, the first thing I do when I wake up is I'm grabbing my phone. I do a lot of work from my phone, a lot of emailing from my phone. Is there a way that someone could kind of wean themselves off of their phones and doing other activities, or just sitting at a desktop instead of the phone?
Well, certainly turn your phone off and leave it in your car. So when you wake up in the morning, it's not right there. Then after you get through the panic of, oh my God, what am I going to do? Get up and do some deep breathing. I like people to drink water in the morning. You know, when we sleep, we become dehydrated. When the brain is dehydrated, it doesn't function well. So I like people to drink just some plain room temperature water, do some deep breathing, do some stretching or yoga, and really feel your body. Feel that you're in your body. If you have a backyard, go outside and look at the grass, the trees, the plants. We have a lot of birds and squirrels and other animals. Look outside yourself and notice what you see. It's very interesting. What will happen is that if you can allow yourself not to be on your phone for 20 minutes after you get up and then half an hour, you can allow yourself to come back to using the phone for the phone's sake. It's worthwhile. I tell people, put your phone away, and then I'm looked at like, what do you mean? The phone has become their baba, the thing that gives people comfort and security. And no, we need to build comfort and security within ourselves.
And we're talking with psychologist Dr. Catherine Athens about phone addiction. You mentioned earlier about the age range of phone addiction. Do you find it harder for kids to come off their phones or the adults? Because I would imagine the adults will be harder because they don't have that barrier of somebody telling them, no, put that phone down. Is it easier for the children as opposed to adults?
No, it's not easy for anyone. When you're addicted, you're addicted. And no, everybody finds it very difficult. I would say that because kids have had this phone since they've grown up, I see parents sticking a device in front of their two-year-old, which I have to tell them, stop that, because it's bad for their eyes. It's bad for their brains. Their brains might not develop fully. We're made to be outside. We're made to touch things. We're not made to be behind a screen. And it really affects the way the brain grows. It affects our mood, our being, sometimes our personality. So are adults harder than kids? No, everybody is just as hard.
And there you have it, Dr. Catherine Athens. She's a psychologist. Make sure you guys check out CatherineAthensPhD.com. That is CatherineAthensPhD.com. You also have a book out, The Heart and Brain. Did you know that you have three brains? That is out, and you can check out her website. Dr. Athens, thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And put your phones away and go outside now adults have pickleball, but plan something out in the park, volleyball or badminton or soccer, and see how you feel.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and WGN Radio Network. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact@masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.